When did you see Marquise Lee start to come alive?
You know, I think you've always kind of been able to tell the talent he has, how explosive and fast and all the things he can do. But I think these past couple of weeks, it's really shown up, you know, like a late slant against Indianapolis, catching that ball and almost taking it to the house. You know, there's been plays that have, you know, started to consistently show up where he's just making really good plays. And it's really given us, you know, kind of an opportunity and privilege that, you know, now we kind of got to get him the ball and let him, you know, go make plays.
You had Allen Robinson as something you could count on. And then he gets hurt. Has Marquise filled that role?
Yeah, you know, he definitely has. It's given him an opportunity with Allen Robinson being out. It's given Marquise, you know, a chance for some more playing time and more action. And he's definitely stepped up and taken advantage of it. And, you know, I think he'll only continue to get more, you know, balls thrown his way.
Blake, week in and week out, what's been the biggest challenge for you starting as a rookie?
You know, I think just the, you know, kind of wiping the slate clean each week. You know, you watch the game, you go through the week, you prepare. Then you go through the game, you turn the film on of the game after the game, and you learn as much as you can from it. The good, the bad, whatever, you try and take and learn, and then you wipe the slate clean and you start over preparing again. But you want to try and keep those things that you've learned, you know, in the memory bank and in your thoughts, so that you can carry those things over into the next game and not make the same mistakes.
Like, people always talk about consistency, but when you're seeing something new every week, which I'm sure you are, it's tough to find consistency, right?
Yeah, it's been difficult, but I mean, it's it really comes down to execution. You know, we've kind of, you know, it's been the tale of two halves, you know, the past couple games, and that's, you know, it comes down to execution and not putting a full game together. You know, whether it's, you know, a lack of focus or whatever you want to call it, it just hasn't happened. So that's definitely what we're trying to focus on and make sure happens.
Did you like on Sunday in the first half, was that how you wanted to play? I mean, was that a comfortable pace, a comfortable approach?
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, I know our guys, you know, are very comfortable and fond of being, you know, in up tempo and moving and getting to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, because you put a lot of stress on the defense when you get them running around and tired and you limit the calls they can get into. So I know that's, you know, part of who we are and we enjoy it. And, you know, I definitely like it.
Do you think you've earned the right to be more of a vocal leader at this point in your rookie year?
You know, I don't know. I think I've been the same since I've been here. You know, I try and positively motivate guys, try and keep guys. You know, we got a pretty good group of guys that don't need a whole lot of external motivation. You know, guys come to work every day and work their tail off. You know, so I try and be there and be that voice, you know, to give them some positive reinforcement and keep working and let's do this and let's do that and stay positive with it.
So there haven't been a lot of times where maybe you've wanted to say something but felt because you're a rookie, you can't go there yet?
Yeah, no, not at all. You know, I think, you know, I have a lot of trust in everybody in the locker room, and if there was anything that I ever felt I needed to say, you know, I would definitely say, you know, just as I feel that anybody in the locker room would. You know, if anybody in there had something to say, you know, I believe they'd stand up and say it and people would listen.
Did you feel like early in the year you'd get to Wednesday you're still thinking about what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, especially the first couple of games you started, because it was kind of like, this is my first time doing this. You know, you obviously want to do as best you can. And then the first couple of times don't quite go your way. It's, you know, well, what happened? How can I fix it? How can I try and change the outcome? But I think you really just got to focus in on the day-by-day preparation and kind of create a routine and a habit of how you go about it and prepare yourself best.